Elke Bergerin, Octopus and Co. For 4 years now, the octopus has kept me busy, along with sepia and squid. My fascination and imagination transform the numerous information artistically into painting. Typical for my approach is to draw the subject and to work playfully with the results. This process and its continuation through painting ultimately leads to a further interpretation and thus to a new reality. Is there a specific reason or occasion why this eight- and multi-armed slippery creature has been accompanying me for so long? The octopus is an extremely interesting creature. It is considered intelligent and versatile. Octopus have 3 hearts and 9 brains. These facts alone were enough for me to regard this miracle of evolution as an artistic research topic. Octopus usually have a strange, mysterious and sometimes eerie effect on us humans due to their appearance. In art history there are numerous representatives who dealt with octopus and co, who gave posterity pictures and reading. Human abysses were then, as now, projected onto these animals, defaming them into monsters of the deep sea or aliens of the oceans. Very few people experience octopus in their natural environment, the underwater world. They know only a fraction of this animal. Outside of the water, the aesthetics of the octopus is not recognized and feels disgusting as a goo pile for most people. But if you are lucky enough to observe an octopus in its habitat, you may discover something wonderful. Perhaps you will experience its sublime hovering, the changing color of its skin, its incredibly sophisticated camouflage maneuvers, its curiosity, or learn about its passion for collecting. People who have a sense of wanting to occupy themselves with this being are given a gift and conquer their superficiality. Instead of judging too quickly and doing omniscient, they succeed in establishing a relationship with this creature. At this point, the animal becomes a worthy subject and not just prey. I have learned that superficiality, disinterest, fear and egoism lead to a kind of rejection and sometimes brutal actions toward the animal, which has the same cause as the rejection of other people. What do I not know is not recognized and not respected and if necessary fought against. What is alien frightens and is rejected and excluded. This seems to be a simple life motto, but it's superficial, unfair, and goes hand in hand with double standards. How do the inhabitants of the coastal areas see this? There, octopus is an integral part of the menu. Do we humans finally have to get off our high horses and accept to fit in with the animal kingdom? The trend is there. There are animals and animals who think they are not animals, and the former have to suffer at the hands of the latter. A quote, Richard David Precht.